This is a life-changing message from New Life Christian Center Church in Houston, Texas. And now, let's join Dr. Ivy Hilliard.
In Mark chapter 9, of course, we've been looking at the foundational text where Jesus says, according to your faith, be it unto you. And we're going to now deal with lesson 6. And lesson 6 in the faith process is patience. You may subtopic your lesson, patience, the partner of faith. Patience, the partner of faith. I'm excited about this this particular teaching because, again, I see a lot of people experiencing challenges in their faith walk and give up much too quick. And that is because they don't know how to exercise the force of patience. Amen. Now, for every principle, every promise, every prophecy, there is a faith process to bring it to pass. And in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, we see the process explained by Jesus. Jesus talking with the disciples. He has spoken to a tree. The tree withers away, and they come back the next day, and the disciples see it. And then he's explaining to them the principle and the process. Therefore, I say unto you, for things of your desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, obviously, this is not automatic because he says you shall have. So it means then that possession takes place sometime in the future. Amen. So we want to deal now with the patience aspect of faith. I like to call patience the partner of faith. Turn to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. We left off talking on this in the last session. Now let's bring it up again, because there can be no clear teaching on faith without teaching on patience. The scripture bears witness that both faith and patience is necessary to receive from God. Amen. All right. Are you there? All right. Hebrews 6:12, it says that you be not slothful, but what? Followers of them who through what? Faith and what else? Faith and patience. Now, I want to put your ribbon here because we're going to come back here, but we're using this as our takeoff point that the Bible says that those persons who have inherited the promises inherited them through faith and patience. Faith and patience. Amen? Now, patience has been grossly misunderstood in the body of Christ because patience does not diminish faith by compromising zeal, anticipation, expectation, your confession. Patience is not resigning from the fight. Not biblical patience. And that's what we want to talk about tonight. We're going to look at biblical patience. Patience is not scaling back your projected results. Amen. That's not patience. Patience is not, you know, a step away from idleness. Well, I'm going to just sit back and see what happened. That is not patience in the context of the scripture. Amen. So patience is not some give up, you know, some cop out with some spiritual, you know, give up term, you know. Well, I guess the Lord released me from it. No, you just quit. That's right. Amen. Hallelueah. Now, so we want to understand patience from a scriptural perspective. Now, I'm really excited about this because, you know, I've never taught on patience like this. So I'm always excited when I'm teaching on something I've never taught on from this perspective. Amen. Taught on patience, but it's not like how the Spirit of God showed me today. Turn with me in the Bible to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. In the scripture, when we read about patience, the tone and tenor of patience is always an active force, perseverance, endurance, fortitude, persistence. It's not resignation. Got it? It's not quit. It's not give up. But it's fortitude to stand. It's endurance. It's perseverance. It's an action, a force of action that, you know, doesn't distract from my corresponding action, but undergirds it. When I put on patience, I mean, I'm more intense.
That's right.
I have a greater tenacity when I got patience, when I'm in patience. Amen. So now let's see if the scripture will bear this out. All right, Luke 21. Are you there? We got several scriptures we want to look at. Luke 21 and go to verse 19. Luke 21, 19. All right, are you there? Amen. All right, Luke 21, all right, verse 19. All right. It says, in your patience, what else? possession of your souls. Amplify says, by your steadfastness and patient endurance, ye shall win the true life of your souls. Look at those words it uses, how it amplifies it. Steadfastness and patient endurance. All right? Go to Romans now, chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. We're going to look at the tone of how patience is used in the Bible. It's not used as a term of, you know, diminished zeal or, you know, kind of, you know, scaling things back. Well, I'm just going to be patient and see what happens. No, 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 no. That's not scriptural patience. Scripture patience is identified with a greater passion. All right? Look there in verse 7. It says, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Amplified says, to those who by patient persistence in well-doing, springing forth in piety, seek unseen but sure glory and honor and the eternal blessedness of immortality, he will give eternal life. Patient persistence. See this action word? It's not give up, not scale back, but more intense. All right, while we're there in Romans, let's look at another one, chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. That's what makes your Amplified Bible so important in studying the scripture, is that you can get an amplified meaning of some words. All right, verse 3 says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. All right, Amplified says this in verse 3. Moreover, let us be full of joy now. Let us exalt and triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patience, unswerving endurance. I mean, that's shoot your best shot. Amen. That all you got? Can you get that? Do you see that attitude in it? I'm swerving. I mean, I ain't giving up. Right. Okay, how hard to get? Yeah. I believe I receive.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now you done put on patience. When you've done everything you know to do and it doesn't look like it's working and you still got tenacity, you have put on patience.
Amen.
All right, watch this. Turn with me, Bibles, to Romans chapter 8. We got to get out of our mind that patience means scaling back, stepping down, you know, reduced intensity. No, 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 no. Look at verse 25. It says, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Amplified. But if we hope for what is still unseen by us, we wait for it with patience and composure. So I'm still composed.
That's
what do you mean?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, no doesn't deflate me.
That's right.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, you were turned down. Okay.
Amen.
Let's find us another lender.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Amen. My zeal and my joy is not diminished.
That's right.
Why? I'm put on patience.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
Your blood pressure's still up. It's okay. He's still my healer.
That's
I still
right.
believe I'm healed. Jesus' name.
Amen.
My composure ain't changed. I go, what? What'd you say? No. No, I put on patience. So I have more fortitude in it than I had before.
That's
what happens when you put on godly patience. Can y'all see that? All right, watch this. Look there with me in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. You got to change your view of patience if you're going to operate in faith. A lot of believers think patience is just sitting back. Well, let's see what's going to happen. No, patience say we're going to make something happen. we go another route. This may not be the right route for us. Let's go another route. You understand what I'm saying? See, so it's important for me to understand that patience don't mean sitting back and doing nothing. What did I tell you? 2 Thessalonians? First. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Okay. Verse 4 says, So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Now, I love the Amplified in this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4. And this is a cause of our mentioning you with pride among the churches, assemblies of God, for your steadfastness, your unflinching endurance and patience. Unflinching. In other words, don't bother me. Hardship don't bother me. That's just a part of the fight. Kind of like a football player when he gets that first tackle of the game, he gets up and says, it's on now. He's shaking, he says, all right, it's on now. Because you're going to get tackled if you play football.
That's right.
You can't make a touchdown unless you risk being tackled.
That's right.
Y'all stand up. Some of y'all need to trying to go to sleep on me already. Come on. Y'all ain't had a, come on, stand up. Come on, stretch. Come on. You ain't gonna let you sleep on this one. I studied too hard on this one. No. Studied too hard. Burn the midnight oil on this one. Oh, no. You ain't going to sleep on this one. I may let you sleep on one I already taught, but you ain't going to sleep on this one. No. Come on, look at the person that say, if I catch you asleep, dozing, or even resting your eyes, I'm going to slap you upside the head in Jesus' name. All right, now you be seated. Be seated. That goes for y'all watching my television, too. I'll come through that screen. All right, now, turn with me your Bibles now to Hebrews. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 6. I want to show you something. So patience now is a spiritual resolve that gives birth to strength and tenacity to continue operating in faith in the face of give-up opportunities.
Amen.
That's what it is. Y'all want me to get that to you again? Yes. Patience is the spiritual resolve that gives birth to the strength and the tenacity to continue operating in faith in the face of give up opportunities. In other words, yeah, you could give up, but I'm not giving up. Why? I put on patience.
That's right.
And patience is a force.
Yeah.
I got more tenacity than I had before.
Yeah, amen. That's good.
Glory be to God. Boy, I got a testimony right here, but I'm gonna have to keep going because I'm. All right, watch this now. So, there is a partnership between faith and patience. There's a partnership. So, when they're mentioned in the scripture, we see that they're always mentioned in pairs. Hebrews 6 and 12. Are you there? Now, we've looked at this passage several times, but I want you to look at it again. It says that you need to be not slothful, but followers of them who through, there it is what?
Faith
and patience inherit the promises. All right, Hebrews chapter 10. Look there. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, says that you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So he talks about it in the context of faith, and he says, hey, you got to have patience. You got it? All right, turn to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. They're mentioned or always implied together. So that in the fight of faith, I put on patience. I put on patience like the second wind of a runner. Amen. When you got on patience, you got more resolve than you had when you first started. Because, see, you done put more into this already. Ain't no quitting now. Put too much in it already. Done confessed it, prayed it, held on, and I put too much in it. You think I'm going to stop now?
Amen. That's good. That's right.
You know, I've been believing for another plane. For what? I'm going on how many months now? About 8 months. I'm looking about every plane out there, you know, in the kind of category I want. I am just as tenacious, even more tenacious now than I've ever been.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Don't give up. You see, we've been believing for the 5,000 seater before we built this building, before we built the Family Life Center.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
I got more tenacity now than ever before. Patience is not resigning. Patience is not sitting back where we're just gonna see what happens. No, you don't have patience. You haven't put on patience. You're one step away from give up.
That's right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Luke chapter 8, are you there? Look at verse 15. Luke chapter 8, verse 15. It says, But that on good ground, talking about the word falling on good ground, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Patience is required to bring results. Got to understand it. Patience is required to bring results. And I got to know that patience is not sitting back. But patience says, you know, that patience is putting forth more effort than you did before. We're going to look at it later on in the lesson, how the Bible talks about let patience have its perfect work. So patience is working something. Amen. All right, now, so let's look at the role of patience as the partner of faith. It gives strength to endure hardships, because in the fight of faith, may not be easy. There may be some things you have to overcome. But I already understand that. I'm not going into it blind. I understand this is a fight.
That's right.
Amen. And I don't know if the sister here who believed for was believing for her house and came up after Bible study and told me that, you know, how tough it was. And she almost had give up written all over her face because she wondered, does it work? Is she there? Is she there? Oh, yeah. Okay, there she is. I might let you give your testimony before it's over with. Yeah. She had give up written all over her. She's just in the fight.
All right. Amen.
She's in the fight. I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's right.
See, I mean, if you're going to develop strong faith, you got to understand that there's a fight in it.
Amen.
It's not magic.
Yes.
Those persons who develop strong faith are people who understand.
Right.
You know, the difficulty part in it.
Amen.
The hardship part. When the devil turns up the heat, trying to discourage you because he wants to keep you from seeing your faith work. Because once your faith works for you one time, you become a different person. You are no longer the same. I mean, it's on now. You done found a new way of living. All right, back to the lesson. So patience, then, I like to say it, it's the incubator of faith, giving faith time to grow and prevail.
Yeah, that's good.
Patience gives you time to recognize and process the interim expectations. In other words, when I've done everything I know to do, you got it, then I understand this principle must work, so I may not be doing something right. So if I do step back, it's only to step back to say, now, have I applied wisdom properly?
Yeah.
Have I worked the plan of action properly?
Glory.
You got it? So it gives you time to process the interim expectations. Patience gives time for the spiritual forces to impact the natural. Now remember what we talked about. We talked about when I'm making my confession, demons are stopped. Angels are assigned on their task. And angels have to impact things in the natural realm. So when I'm patient, I am not any less intense because I know my angels working on this thing. I can't see nothing in the natural working, but I'm totally convinced. Look, my expectation is still heightened.
That's right.
Amen.
Because I put on patience. And so most times people say, I put on patience. I'm just going to wait and see. I understand. They don't understand patience. Now, if they told me, you know, I done put on some patience on this thing. Fight zone, not real.
That's right.
Past fight zone. Now I know that person understands patience. Patience is not scaling back. Patience is not taking, you know, let's see what's going to happen attitude. But patience says, hey, I now have the second wind of faith.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
All right, now, patience is necessary because we have to respect time factors. And there's time factors that governs manifestations. One factor is the development of my own spirit. In Mark chapter 4, verse 26, it says, the earth bringeth forth the fruit of herself. So many times, what I am believing for, I have not grown up yet enough to handle it. That don't stop me from releasing faith for it. I'm still in faith for it. I know I'm growing because it requires a whole nother level for me to operate that at that point. That's okay. I can handle it.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
There are natural time factors that patience undergirds me and strengthens me while I wait. See, natural time factors, I think it's what it takes 9 months for a lady to have a baby. You know? Well, I mean, you ain't gonna get pregnant and have a baby in 2 days. We're gonna know you got that baby somewhere else. We're gonna call the authorities on you. You know, you're gonna talk about I'm believing, you're up here believing, you receive one day, and the next day we see you. This is my baby. We check on her. There are time factors that govern, that's governed by the will of others. Now, tomorrow when we talk on faith, we're going to talk about different various faith projects, releasing faith for things, for material things, for emotional things, for relationship matters, things like that. And you will find out that there are different variables that will interfere with the time factor, because God will not violate a person's will. So while I'm believing for the salvation of a person, they may go out and act a fool. Right. Don't change what I'm believing. Amen. So then, when I understand patience, turn to Romans chapter 5, I must understand that development of patience is just a part of maturing as a Christian. That patience becomes a formidable force when I learn to rest in the promises of God, become settled in my heart, and discipline to stay the course of faith till a promise is received. Y'all get that? I rest in the promise of God. I understand God ain't lying.
That's right.
Everything you put in this word is so. Yeah. See, a lot of people haven't got to that point. They're still trying to check and see. Well, I'm going to see if it'll work. I'm going to give it a try. Give it a try? No. You got to be... See, the word is true whether it works for you or not.
Amen.
See, that's people don't want to go, what do you say? No, this is true whether you ever get any results or not.
That's right.
It's not true because it worked for you. It's true whether it ever works for you or not. See, you have to be settled in your mind that this is true. Because, see, without that kind of resolve, you'll be quick to blame that the promise is not real before you say, I'm not doing something right.
Yeah. That's right.
And there's a process in development of faith where you may not be doing it right.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, if you're already totally persuaded that this is the word of God, it does work, then I got to understand it's something I may be doing wrong.
Amen.
Doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
All right, are you in Romans chapter 5? Romans chapter 5. Some of y'all look at me like, what? Yeah, the Bible's true whether that worked for you or not. Yeah. Amen. It ain't true just because somebody experienced it.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. I mean, folks were getting filled with the Holy Spirit and you was in the club.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Romans chapter 5. Yeah, well, I don't believe in the Holy Spirit. Why? Because I ain't filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, you out there in the club knocking a fool. You ain't asked to be filled yet. But the Bible's still true.
Amen.
Amen. All right, verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, look at Paul's attitude now, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. Now, the Amplified there in verse 4 says, and endurance, fortitude, develops maturity of character.
Amen.
So I got to understand that patience causes something to happen.
That's right.
See, patience is not sitting back saying, we're just going to hold what we got. No, patience makes some other things happen.
Amen.
So if it makes something happen, it's a force. Amen. So I got to understand that it's a force. Everybody say it's a force. It's a part of developing as a Christian. It's a part of development. Now, I develop patience when I learn to trust God, even in difficult situations. Everybody says, trust God.
Trust God.
Difficult situations.
Difficult.
Now, it's a point of maturity. So we can go through the Bible there and just make a note of this, Colossians chapter 1 and 10. And through 11, and then 1 Peter 1 and 5. In the list of things of maturing saints, you find patience in the list. Because you mature, patience is a part of maturing. Amen. It's kind of in life, you know. In life, you know your child is maturing when they, quit crying over little simple things. Amen. When they can start enduring some things, they're kind of growing up. Amen. Amen? So when you develop endurance, then you're growing up as a believer.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Now, turn to James chapter 1. We're going to look now at some examples of the force of patience at work supporting faith. It's a spiritual work. It's never idle. Patience is a spiritual force at work. It is never idle. I have not put on patience if I am not continuing in the corresponding action.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I didn't fill out all the applications. I know how to fill line. I didn't confess and everything. I know how to confess. So I guess I'll just be patient now and see what's going to happen. That is not patience. That's frustration and give up.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
Right.
A rose by any other name, still a rose.
Yeah.
Give up by any other spiritual, terminology, is still give up.
Amen.
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 Now, how many know that even new things may not work like they're supposed to work?
Amen.
Huh? James chapter 1 verse 3 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, and what? Wanting nothing. So you can see, everybody say, patience works something. See, I got to get in your mind that patience is not sitting back. Patience is working something. Something is happening when I'm in patience. When I put on patience, something is still happening. I am still doing something, and patience is causing something to happen in me.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
The person says he's getting kind of excited about this. Yeah, because
I want you
to get it. So see, when you're digging up error and uprooting error, you have to go over and over and over it. Otherwise, people don't get it. Because see, in your heart, you were trained, early days you were trained, possibly in church, the patience was just kind of just sitting back. Well, let's just be patient. But in sports, when a coach is patient with a player, he continues to work with that player.
Yes.
Because he's saying, this player's going to get it.
Amen.
He's not patient with a player he puts off the team.
Amen. That's right.
No, he put him off. We ain't working with him anymore. Amen.
Amen.
So you can have something new and it not work like it's supposed to work. Have you ever got a car, a new car, something like that, and then you got it home, and then just little something that needed to tweak, and you had to carry it back to the shop.
Amen.
Got it? And you were patient, but something was happening. They were working on the car. You follow me? No, there was no patience. If you took the car back and they weren't doing anything to the car and you didn't have a car, That's not a sign of patience. Y'all got a problem, big problem. But see, many times when you hear principles taught, scriptural principles taught and spiritual principles taught, getting them to work may be a little difficult. But you don't give up because you didn't get the results first time around.
Amen.
Keep working. Keep working. So that's why you got to be totally persuaded with the Word of God. See, I was totally persuaded, Dr. Bridget and I were totally persuaded that this word would work for us.
That's right.
Everybody around us told us it wasn't going to work. But we believe that this is God's word. It'll work in California. No. I don't see that in the Bible that it'll work in California only.
Amen.
Because that's what told me. Well, Dr. Price got to be a church of God because they work in California. But, no. That's not what the Bible says. It'll work for whoever working. And so, when we stumped our toes in faith, we didn't stop. We just regrouped and said, okay, let's go again.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Patience work allows you to check up on your lifestyle. In other words, while patience at work, I can check up on my lifestyle.
That's right. Amen.
In other words, you know, the Bible says, after you've done the will of God, I've done everything I know to do. The Bible says I have need of patience. And we find out the patience starts to work on some things. But number one, patience works on me looking at my lifestyle. I start checking up on my life. Let me check my life now. Is there something in my heart? Is there something in my life I'm not doing right? Amen. You know, Psalms 139 says, search me, O Lord. And God will search you. He'll show you.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Number two, patience work allows you to receive the promise that you're in faith for. Allows you to review the promise you're in faith for. You can check on that. Is that promise you're really believing for? Is that the promose God made to you? See, in the Bible, there are three kinds of promises. There are prophetic promises based on the prophetic clock of God. Number two, there are particular promises that God makes to particular people that you have no right to. When God told Abram, go look at the north, south, east, and west, he wasn't talking to you. So you can't go over to Palestine and look over there and say, oh, north, south, he's giving it all to me. Tell all folks, all y'all move now, this is mine. They'll lock you up. See, that's a particular promise to a particular person in a particular time in history. So that promise is not mine. Then there are predicated promises, promises that God gives to us that are predicated on certain conditions. And I got to make sure while I'm in patience, I want to make sure now. I check myself. Is this really the promise that the God has said I have a right to? Number three, patience work. The work of patience allows me to review my confession of faith. You know, Romans 4:17 talks about calling things to be not as though they were. So I want to back up and listen at my faith. Now, is that right? Is my confession really according to the word of God? And I can say, many people, they're making good positive statements, but it's not a faith statement. A positive statement is only a faith statement when that positive statement agrees with what the word of God says.
Amen. All right.
I feel better is not a statement of faith. It's a good statement, but the Bible don't say, thou shalt feel better.
Amen.
The Bible says, by his stripes you were healed. You got it? It's totally different. Got it? I'm going to be all right. Good positive statement, but not a statement of faith. A faith statement has to agree with, I don't believe. Well, fine. I don't believe it have to be all that. Okay, fine. I ain't gonna argue with you. Do without. I respect the order of God.
Amen.
And I can see the order of God in the scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. Patience work allows you to manage your thought life, to keep your thought. Are my thoughts in order? Allows me to check my thoughts. Patience work allows you to check your fellowship. Iron sharpeneth iron. Are the folk around you supporting you or working against you?
Yes.
Bible says don't be yoked up with unbelievers. So during this time when patience is having its work and patience is working, I'm checking my folk around me.
That's right.
Patience work allows you to check out your commitment to praise, to the principle of praise. See, the Bible says, Isaiah 57:19, God creates the fruit of my lips. See, I can get so caught up in my corresponding actions in the natural that I move out of the spiritual component of faith, expecting God over here while I'm expecting me to pull it off. I don't know if y'all understood that. Y'all understand that? And that is, see, I can get so involved in my corresponding action that I quit depending on God.
Yeah.
See, when I got a dependence on God, I understand the power of spiritual functions, the spiritual function of praise. When I'm praising God, the Bible says God creates the fruit of my lips, and the fruit of my lips, Hebrews, 13:15 says it's a sacrifice of praise. So I intensify my praise when I'm in patience.
Amen.
Got it? I'm more intense in my praise. I don't give up. Then the work of patience allows you to check up on your commitment to the work of God. You cannot be so absorbed. I see people make this mistake. They get so absorbed in their corresponding action that they slack off of their work for the kingdom of God. I want a house so bad and I can't come to church anymore. I work overtime, that time, my time. You understand what I'm saying? That what happens is now they become so consumed with trying to have something that they totally get in the flesh trying to get it, and they abandon all of the spiritual commitments. The Bible says you've been put here to do good works. So you don't let anything interfere with the good work you're supposed to be doing.
Amen. That's good.
Watch this. Because the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen. That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? So I'm gonna diligently seek him, doing the things I committed to do in the kingdom of God, serving where I'm supposed to serve, doing what I'm supposed to do, and I'm not gonna just get distracted by trying to get something in the natural. Hallelujah. Now, Hebrews chapter 6, turn there with me. Testimonies of the victorious saints validates that faith and patience are partners. If I say he's wrapping it up now, he's wrapping it up. Hallelujah. Now, I told you every principle we can prove in Abraham, right?
Amen.
Everything, every component we can prove in Abraham. And so in Hebrews chapter 6, look at verse 15. All right, it says, well, I'll start at verse 13. So when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Abraham obtained the promise after he what?
Patiently endured.
And he waited for 25 years. And he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief.
That's right.
How long are you willing to wait?
That's right.
Amen. And patience, I mean, really, really, patience strengthens you in the face of disappointment. Turn to 1 Kings chapter 18. I'm going to close with this. Amen, amen. When Elijah prayed for rain, he had to endure no for several times before he got any sign that his prayer was working. Amen. All right, let's pick it up there in verse 41. It says, and Elijah said to Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Wait a minute. What? See, when I'm in faith, I hear what nobody else hears. I see what others can't see. So Ahab, all right, went up to eat, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel and cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Now, that's his posture for prayer. So he's praying intensely, even though he understands God has already promised to answer.
Amen.
So there's an intensity when I'm in faith. Amen. You got it? Now, look at this next verse. And he said to his servants, go up now, look toward the sea. And when he went up and looked and said, there's nothing. Man, understand, the man of God who just called down fire, burn up all the, because they had the showdown at Mount Carmel, the prophets of Baal and the prophets, and you know, Elijah, you know, they cried out to their God, and God didn't answer. Then Elijah poured water all over the sacrifice, called down fire, burned up the sacrifice, killed all the prophets of Baal. Some kind of faith.
Yeah.
This next round, he's praying intensely for rain. He's got a right to pray for rain because the Bible says once the people repent, God will cause rain to come.
That's right.
He shut up heaven and there was no rain because of their disobedience. Well, at Carmel, they all repented. So now they have a right to expect rain. He's praying, and after intense prayer, he says, go look to the sea.
Yes, right.
And the guy goes and look and come back and say, ain't nothing going on.
Yeah.
He goes and look, ain't a cloud in the sky. And the man of God been praying.
Amen.
Elijah doesn't get up and go, well, I guess it'll rain tomorrow. But look what he says. And he said, go again 7 times. So, I mean, the guy went and came back and told him again, you praying, but ain't nothing happening. Go back a second time. Look, come back again with another negative report. But it doesn't stop the man of God, because he's put on patience and he ain't giving up until he gets some results. I love it. Now watch this. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there rises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hands. And he said, go up and say to Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Now, when I am put on patience, I rejoice at the first sign.
Amen.
No matter how small it is.
Hallelujah.
Like I told you, you believing for increase and you get a nickel an hour raise. Don't stick out your lip.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a sign that some working now. Hallelujah. I mean, this guy starts rejoicing when they see a cloud about the size of a man's hands, and what he starts telling them to do is, hey, y'all get ready.
Amen.
It's clicking, it's working. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
God told me to build a 5,000 seater. Well, when we got to land, I said, hey, get ready, it's working.
Amen.
Then when we built the Family Life Center, I said, now this is really the children's church.
That's right.
And I mean, one preacher who came in and said, children's church, now this is a good church for you. This is not my stopping point. I done put on patience. This is just one of the places I got to pass through. I'm on my way to the superstructure. Everybody say, it's working.
Then
we outgrew that place, the Family Life Center, and we built Safe Plus. But hey, I still got patience. I am tenacious about the 5,000 seat. I rejoice in this place, but I can't stop here.
Amen.
Everybody say, it's working. See, in your own life, that's what's got to happen. You had one of them old raggedy cars that you had to put oil in. Hey, you may have another car. It may not be brand new that nobody else drove, but hey, you don't have to put oil into this next one you bought. You bought it used, but it's still yours. It's new to you. You gotta be able to go into that to that baby when you start and say, hey, thank the Lord, it's working. When you're believing for your healing and your temperature drops 5 degrees, hey, or 2 degrees. I mean, it drops a little bit, 1 degree. Praise the Lord. Bless God. My faith is. You had to get up every day and take a pain pill. And one day you get up and you don't have to take a pain pill.
Amen.
Maybe just a little sign, but it's a little sign that is predicting great results. Everybody say it's working, it's working. Oh, my, my, my. All right. Now look what it says there in verse 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. So look, it came to pass. He put on patience. 7 no's. Really 8 no's. He got no one time. No sign. Praying for results. Now, guess what now? If the great man of God could persevere, put on patience, what about you? What about you? Don't give up. The person said, don't give up. Why? Because it's working.
Hallelujah.
Well, I know folk who died trying to believe that kind of stuff.
I know folk who got married and got divorced. You think I'm going to get divorced because somebody else got divorced? Amen. That's not the right logic to use. Amen. Just like you say, you know somebody who died. I can tell you, I know somebody who lives.
I know folk who was giving and believing they received, and I tell you, they got put out of their house. I know some folk who are incredibly rich because they gave and they received.
You don't validate the word by somebody's experience. Words, what it says, regardless of who experiences or not. You got to put on patience and say, hey, if it don't work for nobody else, don't work for me. I'm out of time, y'all. I got to stop.
Hallelujah.
Amen.